On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's the 11th of the 11th, Jess, Remembrance Day.
Yeah, that's right. And we wanted to shine a light on this, find out a little bit more about, first of all, what Remembrance Day is, why it's important to commemorate, and how things are going to be looking this year, which has obviously been a different year when it comes to events such as this.
Historian Matt McLaughlin is with us now. Good morning, Matt. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Lee and Jess. How are you?
Good.
Firstly, why do we have Remembrance Day?
Well, it's a really important date, and it's evolved a little bit over the years, but I think the significance is still really important. Remembrance Day, the 11th of November, is the day that the guns fell silent on the Western Front during the First World War and ended the First World War. So it was at 11 a.m. on the 11th of November, 1918, the First World War came to an end. And so that was such a destructive war. It involved so many countries, so many millions of people were involved in that war, that it became the date just to remember war and sacrifice and loss. And since then, it's evolved to encompass all the wars that we've had throughout the 20th century. So it's just a really important day of remembrance.
Another year we're going to remember is this year, obviously. So how are Australians commemorating Remembrance Day, given there are COVID restrictions still in place for a number of us?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tough one. Things aren't quite as dire as they were for Anzac Day, if we cast our minds back to April and how limited we were during Anzac Day. So there's a bit more flexibility now to do various things. In New South Wales, for example, the state government has announced that that up to 100 people can assemble at various events, and in other states there's similar things going on. But again, I think we don't want to see thousands of people gathering to pay their respects, as nice as that would be. So there's virtual services going to be on. The main service in Australia will be at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. That's going to be broadcast on TV and radio. So I think it's a good opportunity for people to tune in to check these services out. And if there's a small gathering at their local memorial, perhaps head down and pay their respects.
How important do you think it is that our young people continue to commemorate days such as Remembrance Day and understand the significance?
I think it's really important, and we're very lucky in Australia that young people engage so strongly with this history. I think we take it a little bit for granted in Australia when we see school kids turning up every Anzac and Remembrance Day, and we see backpackers heading over to Gallipoli. You know, I think we take it for granted that young people are very interested in this subject, but it's absolutely not the case in other countries. In Europe and in America and the rest of the world, they struggle to connect young people with this history because a lot of these events happened so long ago now. So I think we're really lucky in Australia that young people do engage very strongly with it. It's important that curriculums reflect that. It's important that we have learning resources that help and continue to keep young people engaged with the topic.
Matt, why is this story so important to you?
Well, it's a great question. I grew up in a small country town in rural New South Wales, and members of my family had served in the Second World War, and so I used to march every Anzac Day with the school. And so I think when you grow up in the bush, you have a quite a keen understanding of what it means for service and sacrifice when you see so many people from such a small town on the local war memorial. But it's just been my passion over the years, and I've been very fortunate that I get to walk the ground and tell these wonderful stories.
Now tell us about a book that's just been released under your Living History guise.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. It's something we've been doing in lockdown, actually, is rolling out, taking the opportunity to roll out interesting new content for people to absorb while they're at home. And so we've just released a book called The Gallipoli Evacuation, all about the fascinating story of how the Allies actually got away from Gallipoli under the noses of the Turks without losing a single man. So that's been written by a wonderful historian, Peter Hart, and it's called simply The Gallipoli Evacuation, and it's absolutely amazing. He interviewed thousands of veterans over the years about their experiences of war, including several hundred Gallipoli veterans, and there's a lot of quotes from the men who were there, so the men really tell the story in their own words. I'm really proud that we're able to bring this to people at this time.
Where would you suggest that people go for more information on the commemorations that will be taking place today? Is there a portal online where people can find out a bit more info?
Yeah, the Australian War Memorial website is always a great first stop. But if people simply do a search for Remembrance Day services, they'll find lots of information about what's happening in their local community. So I'd certainly encourage everyone at 11 a.m. at the very least just to pause for that 1 minute of silence, just to remember what went on. And it's important that we don't forget.
Obviously. Historian Matt McLaughlin, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.